So, let's come into a sense of your whole body. Let's come into felt sense. Let's just drop out of the thinking mode. Let's come into sensation. And let's come into sensation in particular with the skin. So checking in with the wrapping of the whole body. Let's get a sense of its sheet-like quality. And let's get a sense of its double-layeredness. So it's a cutaneous membrane. One part of the layer is to do with a epithelial cellular organization, and then as part of that, underneath it, there is a loose connective tissue, a superficial fascia. Let's see if we can actually differentiate between the two layers, because they do feel quite different, very different organizations. What I want you to particularly be interested in is the fascial layer that runs continuously underneath the length and breadth of the skin and is a collagen-based structure. So it's got all the qualities of collagen and water, so a fluid collagen matrix. And that should feel tingly because of the electrical impulses, and it should feel warm because of the vascular system that runs through it as well. So just let it come to you, just let it drop into your perceptual field. Let the tone and the sensation of it be recognized. And when fascia is healthy, it is hydrated, and there is a very natural sense of glide to it. So it should feel as you breathe that the skin and its fascia is gliding over the deeper fascias underneath. It's gliding over the membranes. So when you come into a relationship with the superficial fascia, there is a sense of surround. There's a sense of the whole body, quite naturally, the container of the body. As you drop into a relationship with myofascia, the surrounds of muscles, they are deep to the superficial fascia. And that brings you into quite a different sense of things. So just dropping down, inviting the deeper fascias. Notice the shift in the relationship. It's no longer such a sense of surround of whole body, but more of a sense of train, sense of mostly longitudinal organized muscles and their fascias running the length of the body. Some just deep to the skin, some really deep next to the bones. So you quite naturally come into a world of muscles and joints. And within all that, maybe you get a sense of particular joints and particular sets of muscles in your system that show themselves to be healthy, show themselves to be contracted, maybe in some condition.
It's like the deep fascias speak to you about how they are. What arises quite commonly is a set of relationships, set of patterns throughout the length of the body. And if you stay with it, perhaps you'll notice states of balance arise, reorganizations occur. And let's see how things change when we invite a body, the body of fluids, into that fascial relationship. So we've now got connective tissue, fluid matrix. Let's see how that changes things. Tissues and fluids. And these two substances have very powerful connections to each other. Collagen binds fluid, it binds water molecules. So the two become entwined. Let's stay with it just for another minute or so. And just noticing your ligaments, tendons, and fascias, they're all part of the same continuum. And the colour is white. And as the fascias are a very powerful sensory organ, with most of the body's sensory receptors in, I'd like you to just open up to the space around you and listen from your fascia. Just have the fascias like a receiver for the space around you. I just want you to appreciate how sensitive the fascia is as a sensory organ. It's as if it can feel the unseen, the intangible. And it's got a very particular relationship to the subtle energies of the body. The potency field of your own body and others. So when you're next to somebody, if you listen to your fascia, maybe that's your instinct or intuition that's coming to you. If you go into a room and there's a particular vibration in the room, maybe that's what's being picked up through the fascia. So tremendous wisdom in this structure within the body. nice and slowly, just letting your intention shift, becoming more neutral and disengaging from your fascias, and just coming back into movement and special sensory orientation to the room.